Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here, After Dark Radio. It is Wednesday here on the program, and we are here every Wednesday, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, streaming live on our YouTube page, f4wonline.com/YouTube. That is f4wonline.com/YouTube. Also on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/F4WVideo. It is our weekly non-wrestling program. We talk everything weird here on this program. And we got a lot of news today. No guest. We'll talk about last week's guest here in a moment, as he has been rebooked. But we got a lot of very interesting news to talk about. And while often we talk about the paranormal, sometimes we just talk about, can't necessarily say normal, but just bizarre things. One of which today is an object that crashed in Kenya that was originally believed to be space junk, but there is a very legitimate astrophysicist who has done all of the calculations, and he's not sure this is space junk. This is not some weird fella. This is a legitimate scientist who can't figure out what happened. We'll tell you about that here today. And also, in the second segment of the show, although this is a non-wrestling show, I have learned in the past that a lot of people like to hear wrestlers on the show talking about this very subject or these subjects. And on the program today, in the second segment, we will be joined by Lance Storm. Lance had a very bizarre thing that happened to him, and we are going to tell you about it today. And I'm not sure this story has ever been told. You can correct me if I'm wrong. I do a lot of shows. But Lance is going to be on the show in the second segment. And in the final segment of the show, we will open up the phone lines and you can give us a call. Whatever is on your mind. As always, I'm looking for stories, weird things that happen in your neck of the woods, weird stories your grandparents told you. Whatever you'd like, you can email me, Brian@AfterDarkRadioShow.com. That is Brian@AfterDarkRadioShow.com. Back in a moment. After Dark Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey there, I'm Jack.
And I'm Stag.
We're just two deer that want to make sure you know it's deer season at your authorized John Deere dealer. The deer season that saves bucks, you know? Like us?
Yeah, you can get $3,000 off select John Deere machines. No early wake-up calls or tree stands required.
Just a trip to your authorized dealer before June 2nd.
If you ask us, it's the only deer season worth celebrating.
Visit johndeere.com/deerseason to find an authorized dealer and for complete finance details.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, After Dark Radio, every Wednesday, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, live Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, which you can always listen to through the TuneIn Radio app. We're also streaming live, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday at 4wonline.com/YouTube, as well as our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/F4WVideo. Hello to everybody in the Twitch and YouTube chats. Got a lot of people listening here today, I guess, to hear Lance and whatever wacky story he's got to tell here today. And I got one quick story, and then I'm going to talk about this weird thing that fell out of the sky, because it is really weird. This is definitely not a paranormal story, but it is a story that I can't figure out. And if you have kids, you'll understand this better than people that don't have kids. But I got a daughter who's just turned 5 a few months ago, and another daughter who's 9. And in the evenings when I do shows, they sit downstairs and they watch TV during the show. It keeps them occupied so that I can get this show done. And they know the rules are, do not come upstairs and interrupt Daddy during the live show. So 99% of the time, everything's great. So on Sunday night, I hear crying outside the door. My youngest, Hanalei, she's 5, she's crying. I'm like, oh, man, what's going on? Something must have gone wrong. And she's crying, and I'm trying to do the show, but I can't concentrate because she's crying. And then I hear something under the door. And finally, it's like, I got to go take care of this. So I had my co-host take over. And as it turns out, the TV downstairs, apparently the Apple TV box just did an automatic update in the middle of one of their shows. And so, like, everything shut down. And so, you know, I was like, you know, watch Sister's iPad or you got to do something, but I got to finish this show. Just do something till I get done. Came upstairs, finished the show, went downstairs, you know, whatever. So anyway, I've been walking around the last couple of days, and today I was coming in to do this show, and I noticed the piece of paper that she had slid under my door. And when she slid it under the door, all I saw was this. It's just like a drawing of a house. I thought nothing of it. But then I remembered they were telling me that Hannah had written me a note that she had slid under the door. And so I thought, okay, I need to take a look at this thing. So I opened this up, and she's in preschool, okay? Just turned 5, and she can't read. She's practicing trying to, like, draw all of the letters, like, you know, tracing all of the upper and lowercase letters. So I don't really know exactly how she did this. I'm sure there's a logical explanation, But you may not be able to see this, but I put it on Twitter for my super followers. But I'm going to put it up on screen right here. I don't know if you can. You probably can't see it. But in, like, I wish you could see these letters here. It says TV Stope, STOPE, Fixin, FIX, and then there's an AN at the end. So somehow she wrote, TV has stopped, fix it, is basically what she wrote here. And she put an HA for her name. I have no earthly idea how she did this. I don't know if maybe, like, maybe Paisley wrote something and she copied it or whatever. She should not be able to, she doesn't read or write. So I don't know how we got this letter, but that's what it says. TV stop, fix. So anyway, that was weird, dude. So, Kenya. I want to make it clear, this is not just some fella telling a story here. This is the name of the website, if you'd like to go up there. It's planet4589.org, and it is the personal homepage of Jonathan McDowell. He is an astrophysicist working at the Harvard-Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics, part of the Chandra X-ray Center, which operates the Chandra X-ray Observatory spacecraft. He's got all of his information here. If you look at the rest of his website, it's like, you know, about me, something he wrote about a minor planet, his 2019 Sir Arthur Clarke Award, some media appearances, and, you know, space news, space history. I mean, it's not a After Dark style thing at all. He's an astrophysicist, and he has a personal website where he talks about space. So anyway, something fell out of the sky. This was December 30, 2024. So this would have been a little over 3 months ago. And he writes here, it has been reported that a 2.5-meter diameter metal ring fell from the sky near 37.58 east. He's got the latitude, et cetera, here. In southern Kenya at around 1200 UTC on December 30, 2024. And there is a picture of the ring here on this page. And he writes, it was suggested the ring is space debris, but the evidence is marginal. The most likely space-related possibility is the re-entry of the Silda adapter from the Ariane V-184 flight. I originally discounted this identification because Space Force reported a much earlier or much later re-entry time. Now I realize their re-entry estimate is an unreliable extrapolation. Nevertheless, he says, I am not fully convinced that the ring is space debris at all. And he's got five possibilities here. And three of them, actually, no, he's got seven. And seven of them, he's outright rejected. Starlink, couldn't have been that. It was a wrong time and place. A couple of Starlink, four different Starlink possibilities. All of them wrong place and time. He's also discounted the launch of the ISRO SpaceX PSLV mission from India because the launch was at a different time. And all of the other parts fell in the Bay of Bengal, southwest of Australia. So that's been ruled out. And the only two that he has considered are either the re-entry of the Silda double payload adapter, which we had mentioned, or the re-entry of U.S. rocket stage Centaur AC-167. The second one was launched in 2004, and he's gone through all of the data. And he says that the re-entry is inconsistent in both time and space with the Kenya report. He said it's possible the data is incorrect or a piece came off earlier, but it was five, even what passed over Kenya was 5 hours before the reported event. And the mass is too low to match the reports of what was found. So that would leave the Ariane 5 Silda double payload adapter. And he says it's possible, but he's not certain that the upper stage is the proper size. He believes the upper stage is too large. It would be 5.5 meters, and what was found in Kenya is 2.5 meters. Space Force reentry, and he says it could be wrong, but there's a photo, and the photo is of the ring is next to a person. And unless this person is more than 5.5 meters tall, which would be exceedingly unlikely, that would not be correct. The Space Force reentry report stated it occurred on December 30th after the Kenya report was issued. And he said it passed over Nairobi, but again, the data is unreliable. And it seems that where the ring was found was too far south. And also, the Silda mass, it's too light. It would be, the ring is probably 50 kilograms at most, and the Silda would be 440. So that would be a difference of 390 kilograms. So anyway, they found this thing in Kenya. It is a big metal ring. It's absolutely artificial. And this very legitimate, serious astrophysicist who has nothing to do with the paranormal or anything like this, he just studies space. You know, he's gone back and looked at everything, and he cannot pinpoint exactly what this thing might be. So if you want to check it out, you can go to planet4589.org. That's his personal homepage, and you can look up the Mystery Kenya Reentry, December 30, 2024. Back in a moment with Lance Storm, After Dark Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Back in the show, After Dark Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, F4WOnline.com/YouTube, Twitch.tv/F4WVideo, here every Wednesday, live, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. And we've got a very special guest here today. We're going to go to him in a moment, but I want to mention that someone here thinks that Paisley wrote it for her sister, wanted her to be the fall person for interrupting Daddy. I love Paisley. She's not that clever. If you look at this note, Paisley's actually got nice handwriting. This looks like it was written by an ape. So I don't even know how I interpreted it. But if you look at it, you can see what it says. Lance Storm is joining us here today. We don't have wrestling guests on a non-wrestling show except for today. Right, Lance?
Yes, because wrestling guests have a life as well outside of the business.
It's hard to believe you have a life being such a cyborg, but... Yeah, you you alerted me that it's not a paranormal experience, but you had something really weird happen to you in your lifetime, and it's time to tell the world about it. Have we told this story before?
I've never shared this story before, other than when I told you just the brief outline of it. Bit creepy. When I was, I'm guessing around 10, we had a cottage that was on an island. Very remote, although they had built a causeway to it, so you did drive to it.
It's already creepy.
Yeah, a small island, you know, and when you get the road to it, it splits and does like a ring road around the island. We had our cottage on this. Eventually, we got electricity and telephone to it. I'm guessing I was around 10, and we were at the cottage, and my dad had a friend, Jack Hill, over, and we're just, you know, hanging out at our cottage. It's not nighttime, but getting late afternoon. And one of the guys on the island, he comes around and he's like, looks spooked and weird. It's like, what's wrong with Lionel? And he's like, he's, you know, very nervous. And his English wasn't great because he was French-Canadian. And he was also the island gossip mill, if you will, like to nose around and spread gossip. So we're like, what's wrong with this guy? And he's, you know, he's all nervous and he's trying. And he was, I guess, walking around and snooping. And one of the cottages that has a bit of a longer laneway for a couple different properties off the main road, he was in and he saw something he wasn't sure. And he's like, what are you talking about? And he seemed to think there was a problem and, you know, that, you know, the guy was not well or something happened. He's not sure. So we're like, well, let's go investigate. So I think my brother was with me and my brother and my dad and Jack. So we follow Lionel to, you know, around the island. We're on foot because there's, you walk everywhere there. And we start walking down this path. And as again, it's getting duskier, a little bit darker. And we realize that he thinks the guy in this cottage may have died. So we're starting thinking, it's like, all right, you know, did he get attacked by an animal? Did he, you know, somebody kill him? What's going on? And we, you know, we walk down and we're getting a little nervous as we get there. And, you know, we're looking around and it's a real disheveled cottage. I've never actually been down there before. And it's looking like sort of ransacked looking, but it may just be a poorly kept place. So we go up and we're, you know, banging on the door and making noise. And we don't hear anything. And we're looking around and Jack tries the door. It's open. So he starts walking in and we start walking in. And in my memory, we see boots first on the ground, on the floor. And they're like, oh, boys, hang on, hang on. And they make us sort of go stand back and. He looks around, and sure enough, there is a dead body laying on the ground in this cottage. Some really, really old guy. So we're, you know, my brother and I were, again, probably 10 or 12. We're like, you know, looking to see if he's been chewed up by an animal or what's going on. And they get us out of the cottage, and Jack went to check to make sure the guy's actually dead or if he needs an ambulance or something. And he determines the guy's dead. And so we, like, hustle out of the cottage, and then we stayed to make sure, you know, sort of protect the scene, if you will. And I think Lionel had to run back to his place so he could go where there was a phone, because this is, you know, 40 plus years ago. So cell phones weren't a thing. And he had to go back and phone the police. And, you know, they all came out and checked things and told us to get out of the way. And eventually heard that he was just a very, very old guy who had had a heart attack or something and had died and had been there for a few days, I believe, memory serves. I think it was a couple days. And, yeah, he had passed away. And in a weird connection, Jack Hill, the guy who actually went in and found the body, bought the place when it went up for sale, figuring that he always wanted a place out there and figured that if it came for sale, he'd get it. And I guess I don't know if the guy didn't have a family or they lived elsewhere, but it went up for sale and he got it cheap. And we were the ones that went in and helped him clean it up after they got the dead body out. And we helped him clean the place up, and it became his cottage, and we spent a lot of time out there afterwards.
Wow. So how did Lionel know that something was up?
I'm assuming he was snooping, because that was sort of Lionel's gimmick. Mm. So I think he was, you know, walking around, and when he either hadn't seen the guy in a while or was walking down there and was surprised that there was a vehicle there and kept going on, and then no one responded. I'm assuming he probably did sneak in and check, but then was like afraid he'd get in trouble for doing it. So he was trying to come up with a story that he was just more concerned, would be my guess.
Wow.
But because he looked pretty spooked when he came to us looking for a solution on what to do.
Was it spooky as a kid, or was it just like, what the?
Pardon?
Was it spooky when you were a kid, or was it just kind of like, what the heck's going on?
It was more of what the heck's going on at first, but then when you actually get over there and, you know, when you see your dad and his friend being cautious and, you know, you're thinking, man, there might be actually like a dead guy here. It starts getting pretty creepy as a, you know, 10 or 12 year old kid. And then when you actually like are told, okay, get out, there actually is a dead body here. Cause I had at that point in my life, never seen a dead body. And actually since then, I think only at a couple of funerals had I, so. Seeing a dead guy laying on the floor is pretty weird.
You know, I've never seen a recently deceased body, but I told this story before. I used to teach jiu-jitsu at this old building in Bothell. This building was built in 1911, and it used to, I mean, all sorts of things were in and out of there, and people thought it was haunted, and I actually had people in the jiu-jitsu class who had reported hauntings in that building. And these are like my buddies, normal people. And it was just, it was a weird place, but it used to be, they used to have, I think the Odd Fellows used to, do stuff there. And, also the Cloverleaf Rebeccas, which I guess are like Odd Fellows. But anyway, one day we're cleaning out one of these closets and there's a big, long black box. And I see this thing, and I said to Whitney, that looks like a coffin. Like, what is that? And, you know, we had to get it out of there. And so, you know, I walk over to this thing, and it's like, golly, that looks like a coffin. And I open the lid, and there is a chute skeleton inside the coffin. And I was like, oh, my God. Not only is it a coffin, there's a dead body in there. And so it was not like a, this had been here for a long time. And it wasn't like, you know, you go and get a plastic skeleton at the Halloween store. Like, these were actual bones of a dead person. And, you know, they had the screws in them to keep the thing together. And I guess they did rituals back in the day at this place. And that was a skeleton used in these rituals. And this was not that long ago. This was like 6 years ago or whatever. And so I was like, oh my God. And so we called the building because, you know, we didn't own the building. We called the owners and, you know, we said we were looking upstairs and there's a box. It looks like a coffin and there appears to be a skeleton in it. And they were like, can you move that downstairs? I was like, I guess. So I got someone to bring this coffin with a body in it downstairs, and we had to put it in another room, and that's the last I heard about it. But, I mean, I'm not a real big ghost guy, but, I mean, that was the same building where people always, you know, they'd be sitting there stretching for jiu-jitsu, and then, like, they'd feel like someone tapped them on the shoulder, and you turn around, and there was nobody there. And they come up to me afterwards, and they go, I swear to God, someone tapped me on the shoulder. I turn around, there was nobody there. And they're just all weirded out about it. And in the room right across was a body. So, yeah, God.
Human remains that you just moved to the basement.
Yeah, basically. I mean, I don't know, dude. It was a long time ago. The Statue of Limitations is, what's-his-face called it? The statue is, I guess, expired. But anyway, any other stories, Lance, or is that it?
That's pretty much it. One dead body's enough for me.
That's enough for a lot of people. Well, if you think of anything else, let us know. And thanks so much for being on the show here today. Got to let you go so we can get some callers here on the line. But you want to plug Impact real quick? You may as well.
Thursday night, Access TV and Sportsnet 360 in Canada. Thursday nights.
That's right. All right. Thanks so much, Lance. And I'm going to open up the phone lines for the rest of you guys in a when we go to the break here. So if you want to call about anything, you're welcome to do so. And the phone number, 618-762-DARK. That's the phone number, 618-762-DARK, 618-762-3275. And if you're an international caller, or you don't have a phone or something, f4wonline.com/call. That is f4wonline.com/call. Back in a moment with more After Dark Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Progressive knows there are some surprisingly expensive things in life, like fences. A house with a big yard and a white picket fence was always the dream. But then you saw the price to install a fence and you're wondering if the color is driving the price up. Nobody ever dreams of a beige or a gray picket fence, right? So maybe those fences are cheaper. But no, they're not. Then you remember that switching your home and auto to Progressive could save you hundreds and make all your dreams of a fence come true. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
In the show, Brian Elber is here, After Dark Radio, every Wednesday. 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, Sports Byline, a broadcasting network, as well as f4wonline.com/YouTube and twitch.tv/f4wvideo. You can watch or listen live every Wednesday, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, and you can listen to the replays if you have a subscription to WrestlingObserver.com. Or if you have a subscription to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. And if you have never subscribed and want the whole shebang, you're a wrestling fan, you want everything, f4wonline.com/new. We have half-off offers right now, f4wonline.com/new. And if you only want a subscription for all the podcasts, $9.99 monthly subscriptions on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. All you have to do is go to f4wonline.com/apple, f4wonline.com/spotify, or f4wonline.com/youtube, and you can sign up and get all of the shows and the archives. If you like After Dark Radio, can't listen live, but you want to hear the show every week, sign up today. So Stan Deo was supposed to be on last week. Stan Deo's held above top secret security clearance. Worked undercover for the FBI, part of an exclusive black project headed by Dr. Edward Teller, specializing in the development of, quote, flying saucer technology. He wasn't on last week, but we did get a hold of him, and he has been rebooked for May. Crossing our fingers that he will be on. So that's the update on Stan Deo. And we are taking your phone calls and your emails right now. If you want to call, phone lines are open. 618-762-3275. That is 618-762-3275. Or you can use the international web browser line from anywhere on earth, f4wonline.com/call. It's f4wonline.com/call. Going to read some emails as well. You can always send emails anytime you'd like. Brian@afterdarkradioshow.com. They can be sent at any time during the week. I save them. And I will read them over the course of eternity, as long as I'm doing the show. So send them to me, and they will eventually be read here on the air. Brian@afterdarkradioshow.com. Want to mention another quick news story here. NASA makes a big update about an asteroid potentially colliding with the Earth in 2032. So apparently, this would have been early February. This asteroid, 2024 YR4, was in the news because the odds of it hitting Earth in 2032, it's not that far away, 7 years from now, the odds dramatically rose. So models, and this doesn't sound like a lot, but in astronomical terms it sure is, they had the asteroid's impact probability at 3.1%, which means a 1 in 32 chance. Now, you're probably hearing that thinking, 1 in 32, that ain't much. Well, the problem is, if that 1 in 1 in 32 happens, this was a 300-foot-wide asteroid, and it would not destroy the entire Earth, but if it landed in Seattle, there ain't no more Seattle. Gone. Would have destroyed an entire large city. We're not talking about a little town. That thing would have destroyed a large city. If it would have hit the ocean near a shoreline, we're talking gigantic tsunamis. I mean, this would have been bad. One in 32... odds, 7 years from now, that's not good. So anyway, they have since gotten new calculations in, and now it is just a 0.28% chance or 1 in 360. So odds are not zero, but 1 in 360 is certainly, the odds are significantly lower compared to 1 in 32. I guess it would be 10 times less likely. So anyway, I bring this up because, number one, it looks like we're not going to all die, depending on where you are. And number two, there just happened to be a very interesting article and podcast in Skeptoid. You guys listen to Skeptoid? It's a podcast. It's free. And they've got a website, skeptoid.com. If you're more along the skeptical side of things, Lance, Skeptoid is the place for you. So anyway, they were talking about coincidentally, what would happen if there were an asteroid heading towards Earth, or a comet, or a black hole, or there's like a giant list of horrible things that could destroy our planet. What are the odds we could do anything about it? And obviously, the what is most likely to occur at some point, potentially in some of our lifetimes, would be an asteroid hitting the Earth. The sun will not swallow up the Earth in our lifetime. That's unlikely. A rogue star is not going to destroy the Earth in our lifetime. A black hole traveling through the galaxy is not going to happen in our lifetime. A lot of these things we can kind of see, all right, that's not imminent. But certainly discovering an asteroid that we didn't know about and all of a sudden it's on a collision course, that would certainly be bad. And by the way, that asteroid, they lowered the odds. There's still a good chance it could hit the moon. So I guess don't be on the moon in 2032. But anyway, Skeptoid has this giant list, particularly involving if an asteroid were heading this way. Like, what could we do to stop an asteroid from hitting the Earth? And I think it was a horrible movie, if I recall correctly. And I think I saw it in the theaters, and it was probably like 25, 30 years ago. That movie Armageddon, wasn't that a movie? It had like Aerosmith or something. That's all I remember about this movie. But if I recall correctly, they flew something or other onto the asteroid and then set off a bomb or whatever to knock it off course or whatever. I think that was the idea behind the movie. I could be wrong. If I'm wrong, I don't care. Okay? All I could tell you is that's what I figured was the only option. You got to fly something up there and either, blow something up on it. Yeah, Bruce Willis, right? Yeah. So I always thought that's really the only thing you can do is like fly something up there and either knock it off course or blow it up next to it so it then knocks it off course. Apparently there's like 13 different ways to try to get an asteroid out of the way besides just going up there and blowing it up. I mean, there are all sorts of, there's one of the options was actually like paint it black. And I was like, what? And I guess like by painting it black, it would absorb less sunlight, which could change its orbit or something like that. But I was like, how about that? So anyway, if you want to read all 12 ways we could get an asteroid out of the way of our planet, you can go to Skeptoid. And it's actually completely fascinating. But the key is this. The key is this. We need to find out about something heading towards Earth as early as possible. Because you need plenty of time to, like, get everything together, send something up, boom, you need years of preparation for this. So it's not something where, like, we don't need to worry about it until we can actually see it. Once you see it, I mean, it's way too late, brother. Your city's done. So very interesting article in the new Skeptoid. But it does look like we don't have to worry about it imminently. Although, down the road, it's going to happen. It's happened many times before. Let's check out the emails here. We got no callers on the line if you want to give it a shot. Sometimes people have a lot to say, and sometimes they've got nothing to say. So let's go to the emails. All right, this person here says, when I was 13... around April of 1994, I lived in Blue Springs, Missouri. I was mowing the lawn one morning around 10:30 a.m. and saw a black triangle circling the neighborhood. I was mowing, So if it was making any noise, I didn't hear it. And it wasn't leaving any trails. It looked like a one-man B-2 stealth bomber, but I don't remember seeing indentations on the wings. I don't think it was aliens. I just thought someone from the military was taking it for a joyride. Or maybe the neighborhood was in some kind of danger and nobody ever knew. There you go. Black triangle circling the neighborhood. Lots of reports over the years of triangular-shaped UFOs. Probably the most famous being the Phoenix Lights. It was 1997 was the Phoenix Lights. But I'm not sure you're supposed to be taking B-2 stealth bombers on joyrides. So my guess is something was going on. All right, this person here. This is Michael. Mickey, actually, from Ireland. My spooky story goes back to when I was about 15 years old. I was in foster care. Unusual or spooky in its own right. But this one time, I was in between homes, and I knew I was only going to be staying at this one house for maybe 2 weeks. These 2 weeks happened to just be around Easter, and I knew I was leaving before Easter had arrived. So inside one of the rooms in this foster home was about maybe 200 quid's worth of Easter eggs, the big, fancy, expensive ones, about 12 of them, with lots of sweets or candies, as you call it, on the inside. So I thought I was being very clever over the course of these few days I was there. And one night I went inside of this room, turned on the light, opened up the Easter eggs, took the sweets out, thinking this is brilliant. I'm going to get away with this because I'm going to be gone from here before Easter comes. This is dangerously clever. Who's going to know any better at a glance? As I never touched the egg itself, so I did this every night for a while, maybe 4 or 5 days, filled my belly right up. And then this one night, I took the sweets as usual again, then went upstairs and was so very happy and very proud of myself, giggling. Can't wait to tell the boys in school tomorrow, kind of thought. So, I'm only going to go down and double dip tonight. So on my second trip down to this place that night, giggling to myself as quietly as I can, I opened the door, and as I was about to turn on the light, right in front of my face was what I can only describe as a wispy or shadow-like hand that was coming toward me in the dark, reaching out to grab for my face. And naturally, I was, I'll just say, petrified. I can't read what he wrote here. I was petrified. But a different kind of petrified. I felt fear like I've never felt. But at the same time, I felt I had no control over my body either. It went straight into autopilot mode, where I just turned around, shut the door slowly behind me, while subsequently feeling like I was being gun-marched automatically back up the stairs. And as I entered my room and sat on the edge of the bed, I pondered for minutes, which seemed like hours, all while the hairs on my back and arms were standing straight up and thinking, what was this? What am I after? What am I doing? Pure confusion, fear. It was a long night of my bed moving, bed nudges, adrenaline. I'll never forget this film that was on called 51 State that I could pay no attention to. Anyway, I couldn't wait to get the heck out of this place. Suffice to say, I've told this story many times to many people, and they all kind of come to the same conclusion. Whatever that was in that house did not appreciate me double dipping, particularly on that particular night. I deserved it in a way. Had to edit that a little bit because of, we don't do profanity here on After Dark Radio, if you can believe that. But, double dipping. It was bad enough that he was going in and sneaking candy on Easter. But double dipping was definitely too much. Back in a moment with more After Dark Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. In the desert, shooting stars across the sky. This magical journey will take us on a ride, filled with the longing.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Back in the show, Brent Alvarez here, After Dark Radio, every Wednesday, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. I got some people in the chat wondering about the moon being hit. It could affect us on Earth, could cause chaos. If the moon gets partially destroyed, Earth's ecosystem would be, yeah. Well, here's the thing. This asteroid is big enough to destroy an entire city on Earth, but I don't think it's going to, there doesn't seem to be any concern about it knocking the moon out of orbit or disrupting anything. It would make a really big, I mean, the thing about the moon, I mean, you ever looked at the moon? It's covered in craters. And one of the things that the moon acts as is kind of a shield for the Earth. And so, essentially, I don't want to say that's what it's there for, but the moon, throughout history, has taken a lot of hits and kept a lot of things from hitting the Earth. And you can just see when you look at the moon through a telescope or even without. I mean, that thing is just craters everywhere. And one of the reasons is everything hits the moon. So it doesn't appear to be a major concern that whatever damage would be done to the moon would be catastrophic enough to affect life here on Earth. But I certainly wouldn't want to be on the moon when it got hit. That might be trouble. But anyway, we're going to wrap it up for today, everybody. And I want to thank everybody for listening. If you love the show, sign up. You can do it so at f4wonline.com/new. If you're a wrestling fan as well and want the whole shebang, podcast-only subscription, $9.99 a month, f4wonline.com/apple, f4wonline.com/spotify, or f4wonline.com/youtube. And hey, all this month, all of April, $10 cameos. You heard it, $10 cameos, F4W Online on Cameo. Check it out. And that's it. Thanks for listening. Talk to you again after a while.